These days, if you happen to be a TV writer in Hollywood, it's tough to find work. Reality shows are filling up lots of time on the network schedules. What dramas there are seem to focus more and more on high school-aged characters. So commentator and TV writer Lori Gottlieb didn't want to miss a panel discussion hosted by the Writers Guild of America, Teenage Girls Explaining How to Create Realistic Teenage Characters.
I quickly reserved a spot for the seminar, but frankly, I didn't think I'd learn anything new. Everyone remembers those mortifying years of adolescence. Unrequited crushes, lunchroom politics, best friend betrayals. Sure, today's girls use instant messaging instead of the phone, but essentially, teens are teens. What could these angst-ridden adolescents possibly tell us that we didn't already know? Girls are mean. We hate our bodies. Our parents don't understand. Not exactly a newsflash. I closed my eyes and prepared to take a 90-minute nap. But when the moderator, the former president of the teen girl empire, the WB, opened with, "Okay, let's start by talking about oral sex," my eyes shot open. That was the starting point? I wondered where we were going. I wasn't as hip to the teen world as I thought, or as their parents are. One girl with several piercings said, "I don't share tricks or positions with my parents, but we have a membership to the same sex shop." The audience members furiously took notes. I'll bet next season's Gilmore Girls will have Rory and her mom Lorelai visiting a New Haven sex shop, probably during sweeps. Maybe things had changed since I was a teenager. Back in the 80s, girls who were attracted to other girls were lesbians or bisexual. Now they're gayish or heteroflexible. I jotted that down. I also learned the meaning of sexual phrases like rainbow parties, jelly bracelets, and tossed salads. The girls also said that we writers need to work on our storylines. For instance, they hate that when characters lose their virginity, it's always that season's very special episode. "It's like not that dramatic," one girl explained. "You might want to show the actual sex and do a scene where maybe they're deciding what kind of condom to use." It wasn't a bad idea, and everyone in the room scribbled that down, too. I was starting to think that I'd been writing teen characters all wrong, until a guild member in the audience stood up. "What are we doing right?" she asked the panelists. A trendy girl with Janine Garofalo glasses spoke first. "Well, there really is a lot of pressure to fit in, especially with how you look," she said. "People are always starting rumors about their ex-friends, and it can totally ruin your reputation," the girl in the belly shirt said. "We're feminists and everything," another added, "but guys are still, like, mega important." Then she asked if any of us knows the killer babe who plays Seth on the OC. Some things never change. Still, the seminar wasn't a total loss. It was actually like a Berlitz immersion course in teen lingo, which could only improve my ability to write dialogue. I came away with a notebook full of phrases, including, "I feel you," which I learned means, "I understand you." "Hey, girls, I feel you. Now, if only I can write you."
Lori Gottlieb lives in Los Angeles.